to Merlin Cast. This is a new Merlin podcast that's devoted to the show Merlin. Merlin has been widely successful in the past years, and season 4 just finished in the UK, and it'll be starting up in the US pretty soon. So we wanted to start this podcast and kind of cover every episode of Merlin, talk about how we felt about it, and give some analysis on the episodes. My name's Aaron Millard.
My name is Courtney Catadella.
And my name is Andrew Bracey.
Okay, there we go. Alright, so, what we're going to do is talk a little bit about what this podcast is going to be, so you guys know what to expect and how often the show is going to be coming out. Basically, what we plan on doing is having a podcast once every week, because the Merlin episodes will be coming out once a week, and it'll be a couple days after the Merlin episode comes out. We'll either do an audio commentary of the episode so you can listen along, or else we'll just kind of bullet some major points of the episode and analyze it a little bit. We're gonna have hopefully questions we can cover that people send in, so we have a email to use. It's themerlincast@gmail.com. You can send all your questions in there. We also have a Twitter, which is @TheMerlinCast. All you have to do is search that and follow us, and then if you want to ask questions on there, feel free to.
We also have a Facebook page, yep.
And what is that Facebook page, Bracey?
You kind of put me on the spot there. Why don't you go ahead?
MerlinCast.
It's the...
the MerlinCast.
We also have...
Yeah.
We also have a Facebook page, The Merlin Cast, which we will be using. And you can like us on there as well.
Please do it. It'll help.
Please. Please.
Oh, and also, if anyone's interested, we're still looking probably for one more host, so you can send us an email about your interest in the show and your interest in doing the podcast. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and maybe we can do a little interview to see if you're... If you would be good at doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think it'll be fun, and I think everyone will enjoy listening to it. We're going to do our best to offer some good analysis of the episodes. What we're going to do today is just cover a little bit of the most recent news that's been going on with Merlin, so that everyone's caught up before we start doing the episodes. The first bit that we want to talk about is Merlin was recently renewed for a 5th season, which will consist of 13 episodes. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty excited for this.
Oh, heck yeah.
This 4th season...
Oh, yeah.
This 4th season was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a fantastic finale.
Yeah, the finale was great.
Yeah, I liked how they kind of kept the fact that Merlin... has magic secret for most people. I thought they were going to reveal it, but they've still kind of got that subplot going on, which is still pretty exciting.
Yes.
I guess how we're going to do this podcast is we're going to do it assuming that you've already watched the 4th season. Technically, it's not really available to American viewers yet, but there are certainly ways of watching it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, just to warn everyone, I should probably add this in at the beginning, but just to warn everyone, we are going to have some spoilers relating to season 4, because we've all already seen it. So if you don't want to have little things spoiled about the season, I'd recommend that you don't listen
until you've
at least
watched
to this first episode.
Yeah.
Well, like, when we cover each episode, we won't skip ahead to what's going on there.
Right.
Hopefully.
We'll try our best. We'll try our best to keep the spoilers to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
No promises.
Yeah, my first tip would be watch the episode before you listen to us. Yeah,
definitely.
Go from there.
Because we're definitely going to spoil the episode if you haven't watched it already.
Yeah.
So filming for the 5th season will begin in March of 2012,
mm-hmm.
which means it's probably not going to come out in the UK until around the end of 2012,
yeah.
which I think season 4 started in October,
mm-hmm.
September, October in the UK, which means that when it comes out in the US, it's not going to be till like the beginning of 2013, which is kind of a bummer for people in the US that they have to wait. but
there's definitely ways of watching it right now if you're desperate enough.
Of course, we're not condoning any of those. Oh, ways, but, you know,
do some digging.
Wink, wink.
Yep.
Just, you know,
that's what you're
type
into.
It in.
Yeah.
You can find it. All right.
The fourth season's first episode actually premieres on Sci-Fi in the United States on January 6th, so that's very exciting. It's coming up pretty soon. And did you guys know that it's that Merlin is a nominee in the drama category for the UK's National TV Awards?
Yeah, I only found out recently.
It's up against Doctor Who, and you know how big the Doctor Who fandom is, so we'll see how that goes.
I think Merlin's
better.
I think Merlin's better, too.
It's definitely good for the show, because Merlin... I mean, there's a lot of people that watch it, especially in the UK, and I think it needs some recognition.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's received some awards before. I'm not really sure, though. Not any American awards. But oh yeah, it has one win and 14 nominations. The BAFTAs, which are a big award, TV awards in the UK, it's been nominated for those several times. It actually won a TV Quick Award for Best New Drama, which is also in the UK. But so far it hasn't received any American awards, which isn't really a surprise. It's not as big in the US as it is in the UK.
Not yet.
But
not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. Anyway. We're doing our best to spread the word about the show, so hopefully it'll get better. What's the next thing on the list?
Oh yeah, the season ended on Christmas Eve in the UK, season 4. And I don't know about you guys, but that was a nice Christmas present, watching that on Christmas Eve.
It definitely was. I stayed up especially for it.
Oh yeah.
Even if Santa was coming. I still wanted to make sure I watched Little Merlin. And I actually read, it was pretty interesting, there was like a 6% spike in viewers in the UK for the finale, and it was like the most watched show on TV that night, which is big for the show, and it shows that it's definitely gaining some popularity.
All right.
Let's see, we have a few interesting facts for you about Merlin. It's currently broadcasted in 183 countries and has been successful in all of them. If you think about most shows, that's not even close. Like, most shows are a lot less than that, and the fact that it's broadcasted in all those countries and has such success in all of them really is a testament to how great this show actually is.
That's kind of like Baywatch. Opinion. Baywatch was popular all over the world, and now Merlin is. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I loved me some Baywatch. I'm just kidding. I've never seen an episode.
Neither have I.
Neither have I.
Courtney, but apparently.
Good.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think you have watched a few episodes of Baywatch.
Yeah.
Sounds of it. And we just also wanted to say that at the night of the finale, 25% of all people watching television in the UK were watching Merlin, which is pretty amazing considering there's millions of people in the UK. And...
it was actually 6.38 million people. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people watching.
They were all
that
watching
show.
That. That's pretty crazy. I have one other thing to talk about. There's an article that just recently came out, and it kind of went over Series 4 and talked about what they're looking forward to in Series 5. And the guy that wrote this article has five points that he came up with that he thinks would make Season 5 better if they covered. So I want to go over each of those and see what you guys think about them, just to see if you think that would be a good idea or not for Series 5.
Yeah, why not?
But the first thing this guy says is that Merlin needs to come out. He says that... and to give credit to this article, this is from The Yorker. It's a news website in the UK. The first point he has is that Merlin needs to come out. He says, there's only so much secret spellcasting you can watch. Just tell Arthur Merlin, he'll understand. Then we might get to see you do some proper magic. So I was just wondering what you guys think, if Merlin should reveal his secret.
I think eventually he probably should, but in the first few seasons, I think his secrecy has kind of been half the excitement, like in all the cases where he's almost been caught and that sort of thing, and having to turn himself into an old man periodically has kind of added some humor to that. But I definitely agree. Eventually, he'll have to come out. Probably in season 5, hopefully, that'll happen.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think that it will be exciting once he does come out, because I think he'll be able to do some extraordinary magic. Not that he hasn't already, but I think that just the openness will free him and his abilities a little bit. So.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the destiny of Arthur, right? It's Arthur's destiny to like have that accepted in Camelot, so I'm sure it's eventually going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one thing that you can definitely tell is starting with the first season or series, whatever you want to call it, the CGI and the graphics really were pretty terrible. I don't know if you remember the dragon when it was still like locked up.
Yeah,
but it was so clear. It was so obvious that the dragon... I mean, the dragons, in my opinion, come a long way since then. But, and another thing that a lot of people complain about is that Merlin doesn't really do any, like, jaw-dropping magic.
Yeah, like, most of it's kind of been knocking people back, like, when he's fighting.
Yeah,
and that's pretty
and
much...
And it's almost like he's using the... almost like he's using the Force in a way.
I'd like to see some different moves come out of him when he's, fighting someone.
Yeah, like, he definitely does a lot of the comical things, too, with his magic, but it's one thing a lot of people are looking for, is some new magic with definitely some new effects. I remember season 1 at the finale when he was fighting Nimue, and he, like, I don't know, he made the clouds get all crazy, and then they, like, struck her down with lightning. That was definitely pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool
magic.
But
since then, I can't think of a lot of examples of times when he's used anything that really even compares to that.
Yeah.
So, I feel like they definitely need to step that up a little bit if they want some recognition on how awesome Merlin's magic is.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree.
Yeah, I also feel like as they gain popularity, hopefully they'll get better funds in order to do that. Also, you know, get some better special effects, you know, that sort of thing.
I haven't looked at their budgets, but I'm assuming they haven't increased a whole lot. I mean, they must have a little bit because the dragon's definitely gotten better, but I don't know how much it's increased because they really haven't went too crazy on the magic.
Right.
I'm checking now. I might be able to find the budgets for the seasons, but let's see here. Is that you, Andrew?
Hmm? Oh, that's like a...
Is that your house?
Yeah, that's my little brother... No, my older brother getting angry at his car. So, yeah, that was a...
At his car?
Yeah, he's got some anger issues.
Well, there's a little gift. Let me see here. Oh, here's the ratings. Season 1 through season 4, the total UK viewers has actually... It was high. It was 6.71 million averaged in the first season. Then it dropped to 6.2 million second season. Third season, it actually went up to 7.17, which is actually huge. And I actually thought season 3 was probably the best season of Merlin.
Yeah.
I did like season 3 a lot.
And Courtney, you said that.
Keep going.
You said they averaged 6.8 million viewers. Wow. In season 4, they haven't officially published it on here yet, but
no, was that was on Christmas. It was 6.38 million viewers.
I don't think they've come out with the.
But I do think that we can they do have better graphics and effects in season 4, partially because they're using a new camera. It's a 3.5 millimeter camera, which is what people shoot movies on. So that has a film type quality to it.
The budget for season 4 looks as if it was 35 million, which means that BBC is 100% behind it. So I'm thinking it's probably going to go up for season 5 just because the ratings have stayed so solid. If you look at the ratings in the U.S., they're a lot lower. I don't know if you guys knew this, but at least for me, the first time I watched Merlin was on NBC. NBC actually aired the first season of Merlin, which is big because they thought it would be a big show. But the ratings weren't that great, so NBC dropped it after the first season, and Sci-Fi picked it up. But it still averages over 1 million viewers in the U.S. At least it did when it was on NBC. I don't know if it's really changed since then. I can look here. I think it's still in the 1 million.
When did the show come out in the States? I know that in the UK it came out in 2008, and it's been going since then.
It's August of 2009.
Okay.
In the U.S. And the rating, the viewer ratings in the U.S. have actually went up by like 0.3 every season. So hopefully this season's even higher.
Yeah.
It started at around 1 million viewers, and it's up to 1.61 in season 3. Season 4 hasn't come out yet, though, so hopefully that'll be a little higher. But I feel like the more rating it gets and the more viewers it gets, you're going to see a higher budget. So hopefully the magic will look a little better in this next season.
Yeah.
And Merlin will reveal a secret. Although I have enjoyed the old wizard.
I know.
Emerus.
That is pretty, that's pretty impressive magic.
I think some of the funniest lines have been when Merlin's talking with Arthur and telling him how he mistreats his servant and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I usually crack up during those parts.
Yeah, they have a really funny relationship.
Yeah, I was hoping when he changed into Emrys in the finale that we were going to find out the secret, but I guess they didn't feel it was time yet. So that didn't happen. Alright, the second point that this guy brings up is that they need to buy a round table. I'm sure you guys remember in season 3 in the finale when they did the whole
round
knighting
table
of like Lancelot and Gawain and everyone. But we haven't seen the round table since then.
Yeah,
and obviously
you're going to need to add some more knights in, just like the regular Arthurian legend. There's plenty of knights that still aren't there yet, you know, such as Lamorak, Percival. We haven't heard of some of them yet.
Percival.
Hmm?
Percival's on there.
Yeah, but there was also
Percival's there.
Lamorak is his older brother, though, and they have yet to bring him in. He's definitely,
which gives them, yeah.
It gives them more material
down
the road to work with, but hopefully they'll start using some of that down the road.
And according to Arthurian legend, Tristan, the guy that came in the finale of season 4, will be joining, at least in Arthurian legend, he joins the round table. And it looked at, because his girl, I don't really know how to say her name.
Isolde.
Do you guys know how to say it? Isolde.
Isolde.
Since she died, he doesn't have much else to live for. So I'm guessing he's going to join the knights in this next season.
Mm-hmm.
At least it looked that way. And I believe he's been cast for season 5, so that means he'll be back. And I thought he'll be a good contribution. He's a little older than most of the other knights, but he had some pretty good sword skill.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, the round table is such an essential part to Arthurian legend that I think they need to like somehow incorporate it back into the storyline, because it'd definitely be cool to see, like, you know, Arthur talking with his knights at the table and like discussing things.
Yeah,
I think it'd add an interesting point.
I know in season 4 they have a few more episodes about the knights and everything, and their interaction just as a group is really cool to see because they're just like brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that they're probably going to incorporate some more formal, like, Knights of the Round Table kind of thing, just because it's such a signature of this whole, like, time period that this is about.
Well, I have a feeling, as they do, hopefully, you know, when Lancelot eventually comes back and that sort of thing, hopefully they'll maybe even do that in the 5th season. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I definitely want to see Lancelot
next
come back.
Point. Yeah, Lancelot. I know that's Andrew's favorite character, but it was kind of an interesting way to. Yeah, they just kind of threw him through the dirt in like episode 8 when Guinevere had her little encounter. But point 3 argues that they need to make Morgana more threatening because she's always on the outside, just kind of telling people what to do. And whenever she actually comes and takes over Camelot, she's only there for like a week, and like all of a sudden they've already taken Camelot back. Right. So this guy thinks that they should make it so she's like maybe taking control of Camelot for like 3 or 4 episodes, and people are actually starting to wonder how Merlin's actually going to be able to pull off getting her out of Camelot.
Right.
Because it seems like whenever she's there,
it's only couple episodes.
One episode. Yeah. Or it'll be like a 2-part episode, and the first part she'll take it over, and then the next part she's already out of there.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know about you guys, but it really annoyed me how, like, Agravain was always just, like, the rat, and Morgana just kind of sat in the background and kind of had him do everything for her.
Right.
I kind of agree with that, that she may need to have a little bit more, I guess, stay power, but I think as a character, she's pretty terrifying just because, like, the most dangerous enemy is the one that you don't really know, and a lot of times I feel like Arthur and like, Uther at the beginning, they don't know that it's Morgana doing all of these things, and she just has, like, I don't know, this control that she places over people to get them to, like, do her biddings, and I think that in itself makes her a really dangerous character and kind of like a force to contend with. But I don't know. I know what you mean about the whole like being able to stay in power thing, because she definitely has not mastered that yet.
Right.
Well, then I just feel like, I guess it really annoys me when she's like ruining things from a good distance away. You know, like when she screwed things up with Guinevere and Arthur and stuff like that, but like, I guess in a way it's a good thing, because it gets me angry, so that means it's working. What they want to achieve is actually happening, because I get frustrated with the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's the feeling you're supposed to get. They're trying to, yeah, you know, make you angry at characters like that.
Yeah. So I guess it's, in a way, it's a good thing, but the next point, this one's actually pretty funny, is that Merlin needs to get some new clothes because he's been wearing the same same outfit for the last 4 seasons.
Yeah.
I agree. Especially since Merlin's definitely gained like a little bit of higher social standing with Arthur, I think he deserves to wear something nice.
I agree with that.
This guy says, "I hear that Diagon Alley is a good place for wizarding outfits."
Yeah, well, hopefully once he reveals himself, he'll get his own, you know, his own wizard's chamber and outfit and the whole getup. But for the time being, I'd kind of like to see a change in his wardrobe. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, in a way, we're all used to like Merlin being Merlin because of what he wears, but like he could at least like get the Camelot crest on him somewhere.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just kind of like some servant guy. Which, I know that's what he is, but they could at least change his outfit. I definitely agree with this.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I mean,
I wonder if
one
he washes
reasons,
his clothes.
One of the reasons they may be doing that, and, like, when you see Arthur, he's always wearing, like, that maroon shirt or
his armor.
Knight. Yeah. Outfit or things like that. And the same thing with Gaius, he's always wearing like the same long robes. They may be cutting back. That's where their budget may be cutting back. You just never know.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Like trying to enhance the film quality and things like that. But you know what? I would like to see a change in clothes for him too.
I guess one thing, I'm not huge on this area in history, but I'm sure they didn't have a huge variety of different outfits that they wore, but they were royalty, so it seems like they would have more. But I'm sure that kings usually wore the same thing just because that was what signified them as royalty and stuff.
Yeah.
And I doubt servants usually had more than one outfit, so I guess in a way it is accurate, but I guess it's more just to please the viewers that they'd like the outfit.
Yeah, they're
change.
Not exactly going for historical accuracy, I don't think.
And then this last point, I guess, and it's the most controversial one in my opinion. This guy says that they should make the 5th season the last season.
Hmm.
He feels like they've stretched the story long enough to cover Arthurian legend in 52 episodes. He thinks most series could cover it in 16 episodes. and he says that there's not many parts left in Arthurian legend to cover, and they should end it. Personally, I don't really agree with this
point.
Yeah, neither
do I.
Just because it's like, I don't know, everyone enjoys watching the show, and since they've been able to stretch every other part of the legend out this far, it seems like they could stretch it out even more. And the ratings aren't dropping, so I don't think people are too frustrated with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I definitely don't agree with what he said, partially because they're not only focusing on the whole interaction between Merlin and Arthur and their destinies and how that plays out, they're focusing on other, like, smaller, more, I guess, intricate stories that are part of this whole time period. Like, you mentioned Tristan and Isolde, that's part of it, but that wasn't directly related, at least not. Like, I don't know, they're just building on a bunch of different stories, and I think that there's just so much that they can still expand on that it would kind of be a shame if they didn't
keep going. I think plus is you keep as they keep progressing, maybe getting a few more characters and stuff, they could probably expand on, you know, the different stories that accompany each character, you know, like all the different knights and you know, their different quests and their stories and that sort of thing, and how Merlin plays a role in those. I think that would definitely add a lot more material for more episodes as you kept going.
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna work out.
Yeah.
But I think the producers obviously have the capability to stretch this out for more seasons.
Definitely.
So for the most part, I think they should just keep going the way they are. I have been frustrated from time to time with, like, some episodes just feeling really drawn out, but for the most part, usually the episodes aren't that bad.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say in terms of these series stretching out in Series 5, this guy thinking it should be the last, is Merlin's already clearly strayed away quite a bit from Arthurian legend. I mean, it kind of, like, follows a general guideline as far as how things went, but the fact that they've strayed away so much makes me think they can make a lot more episodes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you guys remember, like, seasons 2 and 3, there were a lot of those, like, subplot episodes where they had, like, you know, like, little things that would happen. Like, one episode that goblin came and got into Gaius.
Yeah.
Then another episode, there was, like, that queen that came and tried to marry Uther while he was under a spell, and she was really, like, a troll or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, in those episodes, I know, yeah, they don't really relate much to the overall plot, but they're definitely entertaining and usually pretty fun.
They add
so
some more material.
I wouldn't mind seeing more of those episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys thought, but I felt like Series 4 was a little different in terms of how the episodes were, because there weren't a lot of those little episodes with subplots. They're all mostly relating to Morgana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, if they change that, I think they could probably they could probably add more episodes, and I don't think people would be too frustrated with the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I guess, go ahead.
Okay, when you think about it, like, they have to do all of this build-up to the point where Merlin is the end of Morgana, and they have to bring Mordred back in and things like that, so they have a lot to build up on still, and I'm not sure they can do that in, 13 episodes in,
definitely.
Season. Yeah, and it's,
Mordred's still got.
Yeah, he's still at large. You know, we haven't seen him for quite some time.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. Actually, I wasn't thinking about
it
right now. But
yeah,
Mordred,
I completely forgot about.
I don't know if he'll come back in. I don't know if he'll come back in episode 5, but he's got to come back soon.
Yeah.
Because in Arthurian legend, anyways, he's who defeats Merlin. So we'll definitely see him again soon, possibly. I'm not really sure. But we're actually over 30 minutes right now, so I guess we can start to wrap it up. Well, basically, we just wanted to give everyone a little bit of a preview of what this podcast is going to be like and go over some news stories. But we're going to try and do our best to keep this a weekly podcast. Usually, it'll probably come out like 2 days after the Merlin episode. And we'll vary between audio commentaries that you can follow along and listen to us, and just analysis. So keep an eye out for our new episodes. Our first episode will be out around January 8th, about 2 days after the first episode premieres on January 6th on Sci-Fi. If you'd like, and we'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, just search The Merlin Cast in the search bar on Facebook, and you should be able to find us. Follow us on Twitter at The Merlin Cast, and send us an email to themerlincast@gmail.com. You can send questions, comments, or you can also send your interest in hosting the podcast with us. So I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to us and look forward to seeing our new episodes.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Here's a few bloopers for your enjoyment. My name's Aaron Millard.
My name is Andrew Brady.
My name's Courtney Catadella.
Okay, Courtney, you go first, then Andrew.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
My name, ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's see here. Is that you, Andrew?
Hmm? Oh, that's like...
Is that your house?
Yeah, that's my little brother. No, my older brother getting angry at his car. So yeah, that
at
was
his
little...
car.
Yeah, he's got some anger.
There's a little gift.
Hmm.